Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Are you sitting down? I'm glad to hear it, because I've got some news. Deion Smith, the transfer wide receiver formerly of LSU and Holmes Community College, the number one JUCO prospect in the country last season. A JUCO All-American. He's finally set to practice, according to reporting from Bruce Feldman of The Athletic. Now, if you've been reading the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, for any length of time over the course of the Deion Smith saga, then you're well aware of the significance of this news, of the bigness of this day. Not only because he joins a room already considered among the nation's elite. He's 6'3", 203 pounds, and he's seemingly been on the verge of landing at Ole Miss since he left LSU 2 years ago. Lane Kiffin personally recruited Deion Smith. He went to LSU, but he was a rare hand-picked recruit for Kiffin over an impressive, if admittedly volatile, scouting career. Academic hurdles sent Deion Smith to Holmes Mississippi Community College for a year. More coursework kept him from enrolling at Ole Miss in December. He was supposed to participate in spring practices, and he didn't officially report and physically step foot on campus until June 1st. And I know this because he told me over the phone, and I thought that was it. It was over. Finally. The Rock! Academic hurdles sent Deion Smith to Holmes Mississippi Community College for a year. Even more coursework kept him from enrolling at Ole Miss in December and participating in spring practices. He officially reported physically stepped foot on campus on June 1st. And I know this because he told me over the phone. It was over, I thought. The saga complete. He was so excited. He told me I was going to wear number 6 just like he did at LSU. It's all been academics for Deion Smith, including transferable credits. Transferable credits have become an absolute nightmare for compliance offices across the country. Because freedom of movement was long overdue for players. That's not the problem. It's the NCAA's half-handed attempt at a solve, which only really created more complicated issues everywhere else. And nowhere in athletics departments across college football is that more obvious or evident than in compliance offices. Deion got here in June. He's finally suiting up for the Rebels nearly 2 months later. But what is Ole Miss getting? Well, he's joining Ole Miss as Deion Smith in the third week of preseason camp, so he's got some catching up to do. But he's got some time. Ole Miss doesn't open its title chase until August 31st against Furman. But he's got to catch up. He's a former four-star in-state recruit, ranked by On3 as the number one JUCO prospect in the country. Ole Miss legend Shea Hodge, the all-time great Ole Miss wide receiver, has personally coached, trained, and served as a second father figure at times, even, to Smith since his high school days. Shea actually recently set the stage for Smith's Ole Miss arrival on the Ole Miss Spirit's flagship podcast with Zach Berry, the Ole Miss recruiting expert on the internet. Here's what my friend Shea had to say about Deion Smith.
You know, what was kind of the main things you were attacking to try to prepare him to get back to the SEC and get to Ole Miss?
Well, let me start with him going to Holmes, you know, with what he did at Holmes. You know, I was very proud of him because I've had this happen before. It's like living a life over again. I had a couple kids go JUCO, like that one in black. He was number one overall player in JUCO, too. Well, Deion's number one on Rivals. I think he's number two on three, but, you know, whichever one you get the highest one is the one you always mimic. But just seeing it over, man, just being able to humble himself to go down a level that he, you know, some of them think they don't deserve, they not deserve, they don't think they belong there. So I was proud of him right there for, like, not looking down upon people and mess up his opportunity to try to make it back. One of the main things I try to do is try to keep his head straight, you know, just talking about life. And I think his kids really did it for him, you know, being able to he wasn't working or anything. He was just keeping his kids, you know, just always at home with his kid. He wasn't a kid to run the street. He just played his video game, had his kid. And man, that was just like his little life for a while, because in between that time of home, there was a time he went to East and had a disagreement with Buddy Stevens, you know. He's had a lot of, man, you just knew the true story. I don't really want to get into depth, but, you know, the thing that happened at LSU with him getting basically getting blackballed out of being there, you know, get a new coach, you look at him, he got two kids, he was in a drug program, he flunked, you know, so you look at him as a bad kid, but when you really know Deion, you know, like, he's a good kid. I mean, he's just like, it's just like Shea Hodge. I mean, you don't know him if you didn't meet the people in Morton. If he doesn't meet the people in Morton, it helped him, you know, get to Ole Miss, you know, to possibly change the way he acted or did things a little different, or thought a little bit more before he made a decision, you know. That's what Deion needs, and I think Lane Kiffin and Kevin Bolden and Coach McDonald will give that to him at Ole Miss. But, you know, a lot of it, he ran into some bad situation, you know, at home, you know, dealing with his kids. You know, he didn't have a ride. You know, I stayed 30 minutes from him. He was living with me at one point to make everything go by. You know, at the end, he had to move back. You know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff, man, a whole bunch of stuff he went through, man. Like, I texted him today, man. I told him, man, I'm proud of him, you know. Because one of the main things I wanted him to know, being a former athlete that made it to the NFL, you know, is real good, and everybody likes you when you're real good, you know. And I always told him, like, man, everybody that's riding with you really not with you, you know. Everybody want to be with the winner, the guy that looks like he's going to make it, you know. Everybody like it when you chase him, but everybody don't like it when you got it, when you really him, you know. And I felt like he was getting a lot of fake love, and now that he's went through that roller coaster of what's happened in his life, that he see who are the real people in his life. So when he does make it to the big leagues, he will know who to bless and who really loved him as a person, not just like, oh, Deion's going to make it to the league. Because there was a time when nobody thought Deion would ever play again.
If he didn't tell you, what do you think that main reason is that Ole Miss wanted Deion Smith on the roster?
Man, I think this is the best way to put it to make it easy to see. Deion different, man. You know, being a former receiver, being a first team ICC receiver, man, he way better than I ever was. Think of Justin Jefferson 2.0. Like, that is like the best way to think of what Deion is. And this will make it even better for you for any fan that's like looking at it or anything. Look at that wide receiver room at LSU. Where are those dudes at right now? One, two on the first round draft picks. He started in front of both of them. Just remember that. He started in front of both of them. He was better than both of them as freshmen. Ain't nothing changed. They just all supposed to be in the league. Like I told Dion, dude, you next. He a one and done type kid. Lane Kiffin. When I talk to Lane Kiffin, you're right. G's moving sideways. I like that man persona. Like he's smooth, man. He's smooth. We talked before, you know, back in the past. He's tried to hire me before, but I ran into the IWP rule. So we have a pretty good relationship. We haven't talked much since then, but before he signed with before he signed with Ole Miss, Lane put a big pitch in for Deion, and we went up there, had a basically a secret meeting with him, whatever. He showed him all the film of all the receivers he ever had. And how he used them and how he wanted to use Deion and where they got drafted at and stuff. And, man, Deion really wanted to go to Ole Miss out of high school. People don't know that. He had a lifelong dream about LSU, but, like, at the end, he was like, man, he wanted to play for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. So it's crazy that it came around. You know, he went on to LSU. I thought that was it. You know, I never thought he'd go JUCO. I never thought any of this stuff would happen, you know. So when it happened, I was like, well, dang, he finally do get to do it. So – I haven't talked to Lane. Have I talked to Lane? No, I've talked to Bolden. It's really been Bolden for the most part. I haven't met Coach McDonald yet. I haven't made it up there yet. You know, I'm coaching the Jackson Academy, so I'm really tied down doing training and being a regular coach. So Helen Deion, so with the Helen Deion situation and being like a father figure to him, man, it's been tough. But that's what you're in it for, you know, to see a kid make it. You know, like being credit told, man, that's what this is all about. You know, just trying to help somebody, being a bridge to get somebody over the edge, to get them to the promised land of what they're supposed to be in life, man. You know, I'm ready to just see what Deion does, man. And again, I'm telling you, he's special, man. That's why Lane Kiffin been wanting for 3 years.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Ole Miss was the only team in college football last season to produce 3 700-yard receivers. Ole Miss won a program record 11 games, appeared in its second New Year's Six Bowl in 3 years. Two of those receivers are back, Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins. I've said it countless times before, but it bears repeating. Trey Harris is the highest graded returning wideout in the SEC against single coverage, according to Pro Football Focus. So when Deion told me or called the room the best in the country, it's hard to argue. He talked about the challenges that defenses are going to face trying to single cover a group that, counted out, is 10 deep. Juice Wells was ranked by On3 as the top transfer wide receiver in the portal. He came over from South Carolina. Now, Juice has to get healthy. He didn't play at all last year. He's only not been in a black non-contact jersey at practice once all camp. And I've already called a Caden Lee breakout. He's running with the first team, is Caden Lee, with Trey Harris and Aiden Williams. And Aiden Williams, we haven't talked enough about him. He's had a great camp. But he had a great camp last year, too, and he's been holding down the spot that I think, could be wrong, we only get select periods, and I'm not an expert, but I think was originally ticketed for Deion Smith in Ole Miss's offseason planning. I say that the arrival of Deion Smith, the at long last arrival, is exactly what an Aiden Williams in particular needs to take his potential to on-field production. Because Lane Kiffin wants competition. He is not shy about that. And he doesn't care who you are. And he doesn't just want token competition either, like you saw with Jackson Dart and God bless him, Luke Altmyer. He wants Jackson Dart fighting tooth and nail with a Walker Howard and a Spencer Sanders. And because of that, because of the fire he was thrown into and coming out of that, coming out on top, Ole Miss now in Jackson Dart has a third-year starter at quarterback and a Heisman candidate. So I'm excited to see how Aiden Williams responds. He's made great plays in practice. He made great plays, great catches, spectacular catches in practice this time last year. I want to see how he responds. But Micah Davis, the all-conference transfer from Utah State, he's out there practicing now too. Jordan Smart then, he's a transfer from North Texas. He'd do well to get out of his black no-contact jersey, which signifies injury. And he needs to do that as soon as he's able. We haven't seen him. No one's seen him yet. Because the train is leaving the station. Same with Isaiah Hartrup. He's a transfer from Southern Illinois. He's been limited. I've seen him in black. Most of all of camp. Ole Miss is less than 20 days away from kicking off a title chase, and Deion Smith is finally, we think, finally, according to Bruce Feldman, in the fold. Bruce is one of the best, man. So I have no reason to doubt him, other than we've all seen this movie before, read this reporting before, from even me, my own reporting. We'll be watching a practice. Because Ole Miss returns to practice late Tuesday, this afternoon. I think 6 p.m. tonight. We know where all of our eyes are going to be, right? Definitely me. I'll make sure, if not tonight, certainly tomorrow or Thursday, I'm going to get some Deion Smith video highlights at the Ole Miss Spirit for the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. And we've got preseason Ole Miss football camp covered from all angles at the Ole Miss Spirit. Exciting things are on the way, too. Don't want to spoil anything, but I also don't want you to miss out. So sign up today at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, for just $1. Deion Smith caught 11 passes for 186 yards and 2 touchdowns in 6 games. As an LSU freshman. He signed in 2021 as the number 54 player in his class. He was the number 8 wide receiver and Mississippi's top recruit. And what I really took away from my conversation with him in June was how he spoke of how JUCO had really helped him get back to himself. And you can tell it was humbling in a lot of ways. And we should all just be thrilled for the kid that he's getting another chance. He's worked hard enough for it. And he admittedly didn't take all the areas of his college career seriously enough before, and he gets a second chance. Good for him. But make no mistake, he's a one-and-done type. He's the Zach Evans of wide receivers. And if he has that type of impact, because Ole Miss essentially with Zach Evans and Quinshon Judkins had a pair of 1,000-yard rushers. Could Ole Miss have two 1,000-yard receivers? I mean, we're all probably predicting that for Trey Harris. Just yesterday, after practice, when asked Lane Kiffin, the most improved players of camp, he didn't go with Caden Lee like I did. He didn't go in the direction of an injured guy that's trying to fight back. No, he went with Trey Harris. How can Trey Harris level up? I think we're about to find out. Smith is that good. I don't even think he's going to need all that much time and patience. If he's not good from pretty much jump street, set off the alarm bells. That's how he's been built. That's how everyone who has truly had a hand in his career has described him. He's originally from Jackson, led JUCO in receiving with 1,063 yards, and that was just in 8 games. 12 of his 48 catches went for touchdowns. And again, he pulled it off in 8 games. He's here. Deion Smith, he's finally arrived at Ole Miss. It is on. Ole Miss won a program record 11 games and the Peach Bowl last season, yet they're markedly better across the board a year later. It's the season for some hardware. Look here. Hardware. Hardware. That is a New York Knicks replica championship team from the 70s. It's that season for Ole Miss. The first it would be since the 60s. It's all coming together. Deion Smith has arrived. And this has been Talk of Champions. We're back, Talk of Champions, tomorrow. Zach Berry's got a recruiting flagship coming up later today. And also, the Ivy League coming on Thursday with guest Brandon Turner sitting down with his Ole Miss teammate, Jared Ivy. Be good to each other. God bless.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.